With regard to the Isur Shtamshus Biner Chanukah, and specifically the oil, the shemen that's left, let's take a look at the Gemara Beitza on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. It's about 8 lines down from the top. The Gemara quotes a Brisa, and in that Brisa there is a machlokas, but we're interested in the part where there is no machlokas. V'shavin b'sukas hachag, if a sukkah falls down on the chag, and now you have access to the wood of the sukkah, and you want to use the wood for your own purposes, shasura, there's no question that you're not allowed to enjoy the benefits of the atzei sukkah. However, the Braisa adds another point, and that is v'imhisna leh kol lefi tno. Rashi says, if imhisna leh lefnei yontif, before yontif means before the chal shem sukkah was chal, and you made it tonight, then hakol lefi tno. Then the halacha of huktzal mitzvaso reflects his tnai, so he could change it with his tnai. After that, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon. The Braisa quotes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon matir. What does it mean, Rabbi Shimon matir? So apparently, Rabbi Shimon is assuming that there's no huktzal mitzvaso in a case where you are anticipating that it might fall down. So your haktzah is only as long as it's a sukkah. Now that it fell down, it's no longer a sukkah. And that, the Gemara says, Behem Sheikh, is Rav Shimon L'tamei, the Lesley Muktzah, Desanya Moser Hashem and Shebenera Shebekara, also, that's going to Tanakam, Rav Shimon Matir. So you lit a candle on Erev Shabbos, and this Nair has enough oil in it to last part of Shabbos. You anticipate again that it'll go out in the middle of Shabbos. It's no longer Huktzah. So the Gemara asks me, Domi, Hasam, over there in the case of Nair, is Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh Masai Techa B'Nero. Therefore, when he enters into Shabbos, there's almost an implicit Tanai. He doesn't spell out the Tanai, but his mindset is that I'm being mocked to this Nair for part of Shabbos, but not for the entirety of Shabbos, because I anticipate that it's going to go out. Hacha, in the case of Atzei Sukkah, Adam Yoshev Mitzapeh Masai Tipol Sukkaso. Does a person anticipate that it's going to... Even Rav Shimon would agree that he was maktzel mitzvahs in his mindset for the entire time. He didn't put some sort of, or assume some sort of limitation in time. So why is Rav Shimon matir in the case of Atzei Sukkah? Or Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hocha b'sukkah ru'uah askinon deme esmol daite alei. The premise was that since the sukkah ru'uah, it's very shaky, it's probably going to fall, so when he entered into yontif, he was maktzel mitzvah, so only for the time being, only as long as it's a sukkah, he anticipated at some point during the course of the chag, it will cease being a sukkah. So that's called me'esmol daite alei. If you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says, Adam Yoshev Umitzape, Amos Aitich ben Nero, Yodesh Sofal Chabos. He's got a limited amount or volume of oil in the Nair, and therefore he assumes that at some point within Shabbos it'll be extinguished. Hilkoch ben Eshmosh is Daite al Amosar. He already has Das going into Yontif that he wants to use the leftover Shemin Shebenair. Hacha, the Gemara asks, does he realize, does he somehow know or anticipate that the sukkah is going to fall? He realizes that it's going to fall tomorrow. Do you have any daite me'esmole? Rav Shimon accepts that you can have hachana going into Shabbos, going into Yontif, if you anticipate the situation is going to change. And the hachana, there's a half haktzah, half hachana, meaning his hachana is liachar zman. But according to the Tanakama, lomri daiti luya b'shum midi lochazi l'ben hashmoshos. You know, it's a big, this katzah l'ben hashmoshos means that once you set up an object as mukta, it has the status of mukta, it continues on its own. Sort of, the status of mukta and the object will continue. So Belinetta will try to come back to this sugya of Atzei Sukkah a little bit later on. What we want to look at now, if you open up Masechta Shabbos to Daf Mem Daled, Tosfos Divrei Maschil, Shebener v'Shebakara Osa Reb Shimon Matir. And again, we're talking about Reb Shimon with regard to a ner that was lit on Erev Shabbos. It went out on Shabbos. Reb Shimon is Matir. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, Islay Muksa, and he asks it. Because as we said, since he was makta it as a ner going into Shabbos, his migud katzoy means you can't split Shabbos and have part of Shabbos vis-a-vis this object is muksa and part of Shabbos vis-a-vis this object is mutter. And it's muchan. It can't be muchan in the middle of Shabbos. Tosfos points out that the Achar Shabbos, once Shabbos is ended, is Mutar Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. There's a whole discussion here about Muktzah is only on Shabbos. It doesn't count a Cheftel Yisur Liolam Void. It's not like a novella or something. It's Muktzah, which is a time-limited Yisur. V'hachinami Tanya L'kamon Gabi Nois Sukkah. We have Brisa later on. Oslu Stakman Ad Motzah Yontav Achron. Amal Boso Hachi Shari. So the status of Noi Sukkah, so far as it's Huxel Mitzvaso, carries you throughout Yontif, but not beyond Yontif. The Koshalari, the Maishnami Ner Chanukah, the Sanya, we have a Braisa, which is, if you take a look at the side here in the comment to the Ein Mishpat, this Braisa doesn't appear apparently in Shas, but rather it's a Shultus, the Rav Achai. We saw it in the Tanchuma in Parshas Noso. And you have a Ner Chanukah that was extinguished on the first night. There's still Shemen in the Ner. You're allowed to use that for the second night, and so forth and so on. Leil Ches, you have a Ner that was Nichba on the eighth day of Chanukah. Is Osala Medur with the leftover oil, you have to burn it. Why don't they show Huktzal Mitzvaso? So the question is, Hutzel Mitzvaso means that you can't wait till the ninth day. I mean, you wouldn't have to burn it if you could wait just simply to the ninth day and then use it for frying your eggs. Apparently, this Shemen gains the status of Hutzel Mitzvaso Liolam Vayet. Now, Hutzel Mitzvaso is not just limited, as it were, in the case of Sukkah, in the case of Ner Shabbos, to the Shabbos of the Yontif, but it goes beyond. Is Omeri. Why is that so? Diner Chanukah ikro lo lahana oso ba. It's not something that you're taking. You set it aside for your benefit. You're setting it aside as a ner Chanukah, so that you're not going to have any benefit from it. El persume nisa. Again, I don't know exactly why he has to introduce persume nisa here. The Ri could have just said el mitzvah. In any event, umishum chavivusa dines eno mitzapa sheyechaber. There's a certain chavivus to the nes, which seems to assume, and maybe that's why he quoted Pirsume Nisa, that he wants the Pirsuma nes to be extended as long as possible. Eno mitzapa sheyechaber. He's not counting minutes and waiting, you know, for the kibuya ner. Let it burn. Because every minute that it burns, there's an additional element of publicizing the Ness. And he has a Chavivus on Ness. He wants that. And therefore, Mekatza Oso Legamre LeMitzvah. His Haktzah is Legamre. Again, what does it mean Legamre when there's no Mitzvah? It's very odd to say Mekatza Oso Legamre LeMitzvah. I mean, that makes sense during the time there is a mitzvah, it's Omi L'mitzvah, but now it's no longer Omi L'mitzvah, so how can it be Maktzit L'mitzvah and it still be Usher after the eighth day? And then he goes on, he says, well, Ner Shabbos, Lana Usher, but he's just taking something that he benefits from and he's designated as a mitzvah is Yoshev Mitzapa Sheichbi, he wants to get it back to its original state. I mean, it's not meduyik, because in the case of Shemin, he also wants to get it back to its original state. You know, it's that Shemin that doesn't add anything to the mitzvah he would like to have for his own purposes. But nevertheless, Tosis does make a distinction which is clear, and that is that there's Akhtzol Gamri in the case of Ner Chanukah. He wants to continue. He's not sitting there waiting and anticipating, hoping that it will go out. In the case of Shabbos, he's waiting for it to go out so he could go back, you know, and use this Shemin the way he wanted to use the Shemin originally, just that he had to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos with it. But it comes out of Gevaldige Chiddush here from this Brisa, as Tosis calls it, which we attribute to the Gaonim, the Shiltos, or alternatively to the Medrash Tanchuma about Osel Medura, that there's a halach of Huktzel Mitzvah, so even after the Zmana Mitzvah has completely passed. Which Lechora means, if it's not time limited, it's not time sensitive, it must mean that the Cheftza itself becomes Osir. Duch and Duch becomes inherently an Iser Cheftza of Huktzel Mitzvasa. It's almost as if the Chaloshem Mitzvah in this object, which engenders some sort of an Iser Hanoah, Iser Shtamshus, continues to exist even beyond the Mitzvah itself. It outgrows and out-extends the Mitzvah. And what we want to check out later on is, does that have implications as far as tzitzis is concerned and other mitzvahs? Do we say that even way after the mitzvah is gone, the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah still remains and retains its status as Huktzel Mitzvah, so with all these surim that apply? The Ran, at the beginning of Perek B'Mem Adlik in the Sugya of Chanukah, has another presentation. First of all, the Gemara says that Mishetichla Chamet Shetichla Regev Shuk is, according to the second answer of the Gemara, a shear of Hadlaka. And the Ran is going to make a big deal about the Rif. The Rif says, Hoysa Dolekas Volekas Ad Hashir Azeh, beyond the shear. It was lit for the entire shear. Let's call it a half hour. But it's not extinguished yet. I mean, the light itself, the Shemit doesn't know that it's already past the shear, it's past, it continues to light. For Ratzel Chabosa, and he wants to put it out enough. He wants to use the Shemit for whatever Olish Tamish Liora, or he wants to benefit the R. It's Arishus Piyoda. So the Rif Paskin is that you can actively put out the candle. Is Nira Midvar, says the Ran in the second line, Dibra Maskel Inami, She'im Kovsa Shemutul Estapik Min HaShemen. What is he gaining? What's the exercise worth of putting out the candle after an hour, unless he wants to use the Shemen? Apparently Rif is allowing him to use the Shemen. The Kolshkenu. Now how much more so? If he's allowed to use the R, he can certainly use the Shemen after the R is extinguished. The time of the Milsa, Lefishlo Hikta Osa El Lemitzvasa. His akto was for the purpose of the mitzvah. And as long as the mitzvah is continuing, it's huktzel mitzvah. But once the mitzvah terminates, it's no longer huktzel mitzvah. The Hainu calls man, shido lekes vo lekes betoks man a mitzvah, kovs a mutter. Do we the atzei sukkah ne uvinoi sukkah shemutarim liachar hachag. So that's wonderful. You have a concept of Huktzel Mitzvaso, and that only applies as long as it's Huktzel Mitzvaso. Every night of Chanukah, you have a Huktzel Mitzvaso for that night of Chanukah, and that lasts for a half hour. Beyond that, it's no longer Huktzel Mitzvaso. After the half hour, it's like you're after Chanukah. You know, it's like after Sukkot, as far as the Atzei HaSukkah, the Noi Sukkah, the Mutar Melachar Achar. Oh, but at this point, Avol Miktzas Min HaGaonim Zal Omru. And here he quotes the Shiltos to the effect that after the eighth day, any Mosar Shem Shemaneh has to be lit up, has to be burnt as a Madura. Why? Because of Huktzel Mitzvasa. So we see that Huktzel Mitzvasa goes even beyond the mitzvah. I mean, obviously, after the eighth day of Chanukah, it's no longer a mitzvah. What is the Huktzel Mitzvasa here?
He says, "Ulefi devrav yesh lechalik bein zeli atzei sukkah v'noya hasam lo maktzaluhu el yimei hachag lefi shasuyim li shoyer achra chag lo maktzaluhu mitzvos legamrei avol shemen upsila shasuyim lehisbayer legamrei." Interesting, he leaves out the piece in Tosfos that we saw in Tosfos Shabbos Mem Dalid about Chavivus and Dines and Persimanes. All that is left out over here. He just simply says, Asuyim is Bayer Legamre. So if you have a mitzvah, and the nature of that mitzvah is that you'll be left with no Chefta, the Chefta will be Kolu, you'll be completely used up, disintegrated, then in that case, the Lutzim Mitzvah is Legamre. Even beyond the days of Chanuk. Avol. So I'm not sure how to read this, Ryan. Is the Ryan saying that in Atzei Sukkah V'Noya that fell during the Chag and there was no anticipation, it was a Sukkah Bria, not a Sukkah Ru'uya, that these Atzei Sukkah and Noi are Asurim Li'olam? I mean, obviously that you can't say such a thing. The Haktzah was only for the days of Sukkahs. So why not say the same thing in the case of Chanukah? The Haktzah was only for the days of Chanukah. Hello, what? It's Asuyim is Bayer Legamrei. What about the case where he blows out the Nair after a half hour? I mean, the Ryan is trying to square with the Riff. The Riff says you're allowed to blow out the candles after a half hour, which the Ryan interprets to mean that you're allowed to be Mestapik Ben Hashemen. Why not say it was Huktzul Mitzvasa? I mean, Asuyim is Bayer Legamrei. If in the Gaonim we see that Huktzul Mitzvasa Legamrei because of Asuyim L'Zbar means the Ner Chanukah is also after the eighth day, how much more so should the Asuyim L'Zbar Legamrei engender a din of Muktzah that should go beyond the half hour on Chanukah itself? So it's possible, although I have to admit it's Dachuk, to push into the Ran, Avol Shemen Upsilish Asuyim L'Zbar Legamrei is the Lashon Ran, is it means L'Zbar Legamrei during that half an hour period that he needs it for the mitzvah. He's not anticipating that somewhere in the middle of that half hour, which he wants for the mitzvah, it's going to go out. So again, the key of Ner Chanukah is to have the Ner dolek for a half hour. If the Ner is blown out halfway, after 15 minutes, it's understood that the remaining shemen is Huktzul Mitzvaso because the mitzvah required a volume of shemen that would last another 15 minutes. So in what context would we suggest that there's no Huktzul Mitzvaso in Er Chanukah? That would be after the half hour. After the half hour, it should be Mutal Gamrei. He's Maktzit Legamrei for that half hour. There's no Yoshim Mitzap within the half hour. After the half hour, it's no longer Omeid L'Mitzvah, so he's already obtained the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and therefore the Mosa Shem Shemaneh should be okay. It means that the Ran would have to interpret the Shiltos when the Shiltos says that after the eighth day, the Mosa Hashem Shemaneh, in Nishra B'Yom Acher and Oslam and Dur V'Sof from Koma, that's a case where the candle was extinguished midway in the half hour. And that's where the Ran says that Hikta Oso Legamrei for that half hour. But I believe that pshat, although we'll see it in the Beis Yosef is going to answer up a Lechora steer in the tour, but in the Rif and the way the Ran interprets the Rif, I don't see that pshat. It seems to me that the two words in the Ran, which is, if you count down from the wide lines of the Ran, Inami 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line, it says, Ulefi Divrehem. And I suspect that when the Ran says Lefi Divrehem, he's not undermining his original premise that the Gaonim, who prohibited that Moses Shabbat after the eighth day, disagree with the Rif. Right? Aval Mitzas Minagonim on the third line, meaning Aval, they have a different Shita. The only question that the Ran is addressing is within the context of the Shita Sagaonim, how do we square with the Sugya of Atze Sukkah, which postulates that in the worst case scenario, the Atze Sukkah or Muktzel Mitzvasa calls man HaMitzvah. Here, in the Gaonim, beyond the eighth day of Chanukah, we have a Huktzel Mitzvah that goes beyond the Zman HaRoy LeMitzvah. The Rif, on the other hand, would say that there's only Huktzel Mitzvah, so calls man that the Mitzvah is Chai V'Kayam. For that first half hour, there's Huktzel Mitzvaso. Beyond the half hour, it's no longer Huktzel Mitzvaso. It's no longer Royal Mitzvaso. It's not designated for the Mitzvah. Therefore, it's Mutter. It's not Huktzel Mitzvaso anymore. And certainly, Enoch Hinami, the Rif, would reject this sheet of the Gonim, that you could have Mosar Shemin, that's also Mishum Huktzel Mitzvaso, after the eighth day of Chanukah. That's absurd, according to the Rif. However, according to the Gaonim, that's what the Ran wants to say. Can we square the Gaonim with the Sugya of Atze Sukkah V'Noya, which are only Muktzah during the Chag? And the answer is yes. Because in that case, this Haktzah is only during the Chag. In the case of Mosar, Shemin, Shebiner, or for that matter, past the half hour on each night, his Das was a Haktzah Legamre. Why? Because Shemin Upsu Asuyin Lizbar Legamre. And once his Das was for an unlimited amount of Haktzah, an unlimited amount of time, then Eochinari, that Haktzah is no longer dependent upon and bound in by the Zman HaMitzvah. That's not something that the Rif would accept. That's something that these Gaonim would accept. Mitzas Min HaGaonim. So according to the Rif, in order to establish the Iser of Huktzel Mitzvaso, it's got to be Royal Mitzvaso. Whereas according to the Gaonim, even if it's not Royal Mitzvaso, but at the time that you set it aside and designated it, your mindset was that that's it, it's gone, you're not going to have any benefits from it. So then the Iser Huktzel Mitzvaso engenders an endless Iser that goes even beyond the bounds of the mitzvah itself. According to the Ran's understanding of the Shitas HaGaonim, even in Sukkah, if you had a case of Sukkah where you expected the Atzei Sukkah to be permanently there or they'll disappear after the Chag, then the Atzei Sukkah would be Muktzah for the rest of eternity. It's not that there's a special din of Ner Chanukah here that it should, the Muktzah status should last forever and continue even beyond the moment, beyond the last moment when it's Royal Mitzvah. The fact is that in Shemen Upsila, the Ran says his Das, his Haktzah, is a complete one. Irreversible. He has no thought and no dream of getting back his Shemen, his Psila. If we would say that happened in other mitzvahs, then Enoch Hinami, the same thing would apply. The Huktzah Mitzvah would continue and continue. And one could ask the question, why would Huktzah Mitzvah, in the case of Atzei Sukkah, or the case of Shemen Upsila Shebiner Chanukah, why would that status of Huktzah Mitzvah continue? What engenders that Isur? There's no Kedushas Zman anymore, and there's no Royal Mitzvah, it's not Omi Mitzvah. See, on Shabbos we understand very well that once something gets the status of Muktzah, so it's no longer V'chino Es Asher Yaviu, it's out, it's excluded as far as Shabbos use is concerned, but immediately after Shabbos there's no Issa, it's like Chametz after Pesach. I mean, forgetting about you know, if there was an Avera by Rabbi Motzi, but saying Chometz in is Chometz Shal Goy, Liakar Pesach, is Mutal Yehudi, because it's only a 7-day Easter. I mean, Mukta on Shabbos is also only a day Easter. And if after Shabbos, you know, make Avdola, and there's no Easter Mukta. And Easter Shtabsh is completely gone. In L'chorah, in the case of Huktzah Mitzvasa, you don't necessarily have that time period. You do have it in Atzei Sukkah, but you don't have it in Chanukah. But what you do have is the limitation of the mitzvah. So let's talk not in terms of any sort of concept of Kedushas HaZman, but let's talk about the object being designated for a mitzvah. It's hard to believe that the object should be... Even though in his mind he thinks it's going to be Mizbar Lagamre, but to say that he designates it for a mitzvah even beyond, it seems like Huktzel Mitzvah, so according to the Gaonim, is some sort of new Chal Hashem Muktzah in the Cheftzah. And that Cheftzah, the Surah, needs a Matir. The Matir could be a Tanai, the Matir is when he had a limited Haktzah. All those Matir could kick in, but if they don't exist, he didn't make a Tanai and he didn't have in mind that this Haktzah be limited, in his mind it was complete, he would never have any benefit from this object. So then the Huktzah L'Mitzvasa takes on some new status of a Cheftzah D'Isura. And therefore if it doesn't have a Matir, then it's an Isra Olam. It's a very unique halach. The Rif, the way the Rav understands it, never bought into that halacha. If you look at the Beis Yosef, which I think we've discussed in the past, on the bottom of your page 3, the Beis Yosef actually holds that the Rif himself buys into this, I think. Because at least he says that in the context of the Tur, there's no reason why we shouldn't say in the context of the Rif, the Tur actually codifies both of these halachas, the halacha of the Rif. And basically codifies in Simon Tov Resh Ayin Beis that if he puts in more than a half hour's worth of oil, he's allowed to put out the oil after a half hour and enjoy the oil, do what he wants, benefit from the oil. And yet the Rif himself, and it's quoted by the Tur here in Simon Tov Resh Ayin Zayin, bring down the Gaonim that Anosar or Mosar Shemin Shebenev Shepsilos, etc., is after the 8th day, is Osalo Madura Kenegdo Visarfo. Right, let's read the language. He says, the Torah says, Nosar Mimenu Belel Shmini Osalo Madura Visarfo. And the Ran the Beis Yosef reconciles these two Piskei Halacha in the Tur, and he says that in Tafresh Ayin Beis the case was that he has enough Shemen to last beyond the half hour, whereas the case here in Tafresh Ayin Zayin is a case where Nosar Me'ashemen Atzarech L'Shir Adlaka, which apparently means that the Ner Chanukah was extinguished midway in the middle of the half hour, and therefore his mindset was certainly to be maksa it for the full half hour. But keep in mind that it comes out according to the Beis Yosef that both the Rif and the Tur, who say that after the half hour it's mutter, agree that you can have this new din that we discussed before of Huktzah Mitzvah Soliolim Vayah, that it becomes a Cheftzah D'Isur without a Matir, in the case of where the mitzvah terminated abruptly midway in the middle of the half hour, the Shemen now is subject to the Chalos Huktzah Mitzvah So, and there is no Matir. In the case of after the half hour, only that half hour's worth of oil was Huktzah Mitzvah, so there was never Huktzah Mitzvah to begin with on the rest of the Shemen. Again, I don't know how that works in Hilchos Brera. And L'chora, if this be the case, you might ask, what should be in tzitzis, for example, I don't know what a person's das is in tzitzis. Should we say his das is like that of Atzei Sukkah, where he only has das to designate these chutim or whatever it might be for tzitzis for the period of time of the mitzvah? Or should we say it's more like the case of Ner Chanukah, where the process of hadlaka was arrested midway and you needed the rest of the shemen for the Ner, and that becomes muktzel mitzvos for all eternity? There's no matter even after Chanukah Tzosur. And maybe the same thing in the case of Tzitzis, that the Isur, as a result of Huktzah Mitzvaso, is Leolam Vod. Before we go on, and we may be able to get a grasp on this, I want to point out to you, the Ramban, in his Chidushim on Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, Omen Aleph, quotes the Gaonim, with the whole business of Biyom Nishalo, Mos Hashem Shvei Biyom Achar Oso Medur V'Sof M'Kol Ha'Huxel Mitzvaso, and he says in Kabbalah Hina Kablin, he himself is inclined to reject the Gaonim, the Rav Achai God. The Lo Domi Liatzei Sukkah V'Noyah Sukkah Shmutarim Achar Achag Shuv Dahasim T'chilosol Nesor El Mitzvah Sachag V'Daitele Liachar Shiv V'Avol Hocha Daito hoya shiyachala kol shemen shebener. Ve'emes hadavar shelo hoya nira kein lefishlo nesar bi'od shu doluk elam yishum bizi mitzvah. Ve'keven shekvar shekova bedinu shiyemuto shekvar nishlo mitzvah. So, if I understand the Ramban carefully, what he's saying is that the only Isur that should apply to Ner Chanukah is Bizui Mitzvah, and that's Biyotru Doluk. Kevin Shekhova, there's no longer Isur Bizui Mitzvah. Meaning this whole idea of Huktzah Mitzvaso doesn't have any bearing above and beyond the general Isur Bizui Mitzvah. And therefore The Ramban goes on to say, the imhosir ba shemen shemutar afil biyom rishon. There is no din of huktzel mitzvasa by Ner Chanukah. Huktzel mitzvasa applies where there's a din of yontif, like atzei sukkah, noy sukkah, and that din might apply for the entire balance, the extension of yontif. But that's a real muktzah halacha, that's very similar to the Muktzah Halacha of Shabbos, your class of Muktzah of Echinus Hashayavim. But to go ahead and say there's a new din of Huktzah Mitzvah that has nothing to do with Zman, it's nothing to do with Kedushas Zman, with Bein Hashmashos, his Katzoy, and all this, and just to say that because he in his mind designated for a mitzvah, therefore remains also a Bitaris Huktzah Mitzvah, I mean, I ain't want to. And therefore, if you take a look here, we'll fast forward for the moment to page 6. I'm sorry, page 7. You'll see here the Torah Samoadim, and he writes, Yesh arba shitos b'dovel das ha-shiltos. According to one opinion in interpreting the shiltos, Yesh lesar mosa shemen shebenei afik shkobo neres liachar shebluku kishir zman hadloka zman ha-mitzvah. In other words, one way, the extreme way of understanding the shiltos, and that's the simple way of understanding the shiltos before we have teirutzim impressions to reconcile them with any other statements in the poskim, is to assume that huktzel mitzvah so somehow engenders an isur that goes way beyond the shear of the mitzvah and the zman of the mitzvah. So he puts in 45 minutes worth of oil, and it goes out after a half hour. The other 15 minutes worth of volume of oil is also mishum huktzel mitzvah so, and that's an isur olam. Hashita shniyah yishita sarif haRambam aliv the Ramban rishonim. And this is Yesh Lahakim B'chol Inyan, as we saw in the Ramban, even if Kavu Aneris B'toch Shir Azman, there is no Allah of Huktzel Mitzvahs at all. And the third Shita is that of the Rif and the Riaz, Yesh lechal bein toch yimei chanukah shosel shtamish b'shemen shahosel bein acher yimei chanukah. So the equation to atzei sukkah, which asurim kol shiva, is absolute. And in the case of Chanukah, it's only 8 days, and that's it. Hashita revius, that's the shita mechalek, as we saw the Beis Yosef, between kavu and eris b'toch shir as mana mitzvah. Then it's also l'shtamish ben, and apparently l'olam v'tzach l'sarfav, or kavu li'achar as mana mitzvah l'shtamish ben. And according to this last shita, which is the Beis Yosef, as we saw, is a riff a ramam lo pligi ala shiltos. Everybody accepts the shiltos. It's one happy family. And that chiluk has to be accepted la locha. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, which is quoted here in the Torah Samod, but you can see it clearly on page 4, he writes, Hanosar b'yom hashmini min Hashem en hatzarch l'shir ad loka, meaning it went out within the shir of the half hour, is oslam adur v'sof b'nei atzma shor yehutzal v'tzvaso. But that's quite clear that the Beis Yosef is distinguishing whether it went out in the middle of the half hour or after the half hour. If you take a look in the Mishnah Brura, this is here on page 5, he says, Hanosar Bayom Hashmini, he says, if it goes out during Chanukah from one night to the other, use it for the next night. And then on the additional condition here that's added by the Mechaber, Hashem and Hatzarech, Hanu Shalonosat Chilurakashir Hadloka, Venichba Beemtsa Venosar. So he only put a half hour's worth of volume of Shemen there, and it was Nichba. It was nichba b'yemtza v'nosel, l'chein osa d'utza v'tzosa s'lehenos v'menu, and it seems l'ol and v'ed. Avol nosan harbe b'der, mutu l'shtamish bol chatri k'vosa l'el, b'siman tofresh ayin beis, if beis, and there he refers back to the mechaber on tofresh ayin beis, which is of course the mechaber that says that after the half hour you're allowed to enjoy the benefits of the Nair. And there the Mechaber, just one second, let's just find the Mechaber here. There it is in the middle of your page 5. There he speaks about him, Nosan by Yoser. In other words, he has more oil, more volume of the oil than he needs for the Shir, Yochel Chabos Lachas Manch, and V'chein Yochel Ishtamish Laura, etc., etc. And again, the Mishnah Berurah back in Tofrei Shayin Beis is going to make this comment. She'eino maksa Hashem and rak ma shetzorch l'shir chatzi sholem mitzvah. And then he advocates, based on the Bach, that l'chatchil is best to make a t'nai in order to activate this heter of Siman Tofrei Shayin Beis. But getting back to Tofrei Shayin Zayin, in the She'iltos and the Nosa Hashem Shebineh, when it went out according to the Mechaber, based on what we saw in the Beis Yosef in the middle of the half hour, he says the following, Nosan Harbe Bineh V'Nosar Mutter. But then he says, Yesh Poskim Asov V'Nosan Hashem B'Stam Huksa Kol Hashem and Lo Hisna Chatchil Shelo Yeyoser. Fine. Now, what happens if you have Mosar Shemen Shebener, and it's mixed up with other Shemen that's Mutter? And now we get into Ilchas Taroves. The Mechaber says in Tofresh Ayin Zayin, Im Nisari B'Shemen Achav Yein Shishim Levatlo Yesh Misha Omer Shein La Hosif Olav Kedei Levatlo. That you're not allowed to be Mosif Shemen in order to be Mevatel at B'Shishim. I'm trying to figure out what this chaf is here. Just give me a second here. Where does this chaf go? That's a little bit confusing to me. It's the Mishnah Berurah here on the last line on your page. He says, "Ayin yoredei simon tzadi tes seif vav diyesh matir bechol isu drabon lahosiv in this ariv." V'lachein kosov kan, it means the mechaber adds yesh misha omer, because There is a Das HaMatirim in Yoredei Tzadites in the laws of Tarovis that you could always add in order to get the Shir of Shisha to be Mevatel if it's an Isur Dirabonon. Let's take a look back in Yoredei Simon Tzadites Sif Vav. Isur Shel Devreim Ein Ma'arvet Osam B'Yadayim Kedei Levatlim Osakei Meizin Osam V'Lim Nofal B'Yatzmo V'Yein Behetek Kedei Levatlo Marbe Olav U'Mevatlo. Says the Ramah, the Ein Levatel Isur Drabonon, that's according to the Yesh Omrim, but the Mechaber quotes this opinion that you're allowed to do so. And again, if we go back to Hilchas Chanukah, we're talking about a case of Nisariv B'Shemen, he wasn't Mevatel at B'Yadayim. So the question is there any way of assuming that although, as a general rule, in Isur D'Rabbana, we pass like this, Deya in your Deya Tzadites, that you're allowed to be Mevatel B'Yadayim if it fell into a mixture, to guarantee that you get Shishim from Bittul, but in the case of Ner Chanukah, perhaps, we're not going to allow that, which is the Torah in the name of the Maram Mirutenberg. So that's the shita that we want to focus on, is here the Maram Mirutenberg. Is he saying some sort of universal halacha of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila, or is he saying a specific halacha in Hilchas Chanukah? We want to see the Torah in the name of the Maram Mirutenberg. In Tof Resh Ayin Zayin, I'm trying to find that here. Yeah, here it is. And this is on your page 3 in the Maram HaKovetz pages. And he says the following. In this Arif Menuk V'Shem and Acher, Ein Shishin L'Vat, Kosem Maram Yerudnbek, She'ein La'osif Olav Kedei L'Vatlo. Then the Torah adds a piece. He says, "Vodami li eitzim shenoshim and adekel l'tocha tanur biyontif," which is muktzah derabbanan shemarbel of eitzim u'mevatlam deshayni osim diain nena mehen adli achar biuron. So the exception to the rule there is the atzei muktzah. Aval hocha nena mimenu b'shoshah haner dolek. Here, when he lights it, he's being nene directly from the mukta. The also lasus came lash hoso, etc. So he says that the tarovus here, the hosofa to the tarovus, is not the same as being mosif to be mavatel an isur d'rabbanan. So perhaps we'll get a chance to come back to this, because you have here, I think it's on page 8, a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Mincha Shlomo, and he asks the question of the Od Tomo Achronim in the third paragraph on page 8, the Hoda Pasuk Shulchanot is Ari B'Shemen Acher D'Ein La'osel Hashem V'Lo Domi Li'etzim. He says, "Hamachaber soser atzmo," because in Yoredei Tzadites, he says that in Nofal miatzmo, he's allowed to be mar because it's an isur d'rabbanan. But here in Ner Chanukah, he says, "Also lahosif olav," and Minchas Chinuch sees that as a stira. Did I say Minchas Chinuch? I meant Minchas Shlomo. Now, please keep in mind that the classical object that's designated for a mitzvah would be tzitzis, and that you'll see in the tour in Aruch Chaim Chaf Aleph. And there he writes, tzitzis ein b'hem mishum kedusha, de tashmishi mitzvah hein v'yochol lizarkon, he can throw him out. V'yire, da'afilu bi'odom b'mitzvah se'mutu l'shtamish v'nab b'shiltos kos parshas shlach, also the Yisrael Meved Tzorcheim V'midi Di'ovid L'mefak Bei Yidei Chovas Mitzagon Chutin Hakfuim V'talis L'meser Bei Midam Inami Hoshana L'orchi Bei V'esrog L'mitzvah L'mechel Bei Di'alfina Midam Di'omakor V'shofach V'kiso V'mesh Shofar Yichas Shol Yichas V'raglov Shol Yimitzus B'zuyus Olav. He says the dafka tashmishay mitzvah basar dis avid bu mitzvah nizrakim. So it seems that even according to the Shita of Rav Achai in the Shiltas, who accepts the Isur of Tashmishim Mitzvah, that's only to be Mavaza the Mitzvah as long as you're doing the Mitzvah with them. But certainly, clearly, after you have fulfilled the Mitzvah and completed the Mitzvah, you can throw it out. And certainly in the case of Atzei Sukkah, we saw this in the Gemara in Beitzah, as far as it applies to Chanukah is concerned, and we saw that a number of the poskim, including the Shulchan Aruch himself, seem to assume that once there's a Chal Hashem Huktzel Mitzvaso, the result is some sort of Iser Olami, some sort of eternal, continuous Iser that's Lopaka without a Matir, and there is no Matir. That's pretty strange. The only thing I would point out here, and maybe we could pick this up next time, is that the Ran that we studied here in Bamei Madlikin, you saw it on page 2 in the previous paragraph, says, Osel Ishtamish Liora, he says, Afil Tashmishe Mitzvah, this is all based on the Baal Amar, which is on the bottom of your page 2. And the reason for that is, Kevan Shal Yidei Nes Nase Shenase Benora Teknua Kiminora Shein Mishtam Shebem Klal. So perhaps the nusach of the Haneiros Halalu, which reflects this Ran, which is again based on the Baal Amar of Haneiros Halalu Kodesh Heim, even though the Gemara says V'chikdusha Yeshba, but if the Neiros Chanukah, according to this opinion, have Kedusha, there may be a special din in Ner Chanukah. Again, that's not the impression you get from all the sources we saw. We weren't dealing with a unique halacha, din mesuyim in Ner Chanukah, but a universal halacha in all mitzvahs. But if you would be willing to accept a separate halacha in Ner Chanukah, because that's Kedusha, they gave it a din of Ner Shebe Migdash, then perhaps the Shiltos in Moshe Shebe Shemener makes sense, that given that it has a din of Hegdesh, which generates an Isra Anah, that din of Hegdesh is never Paka. And that perhaps could shed a light on the fact that there might not be a heter to be mevatel the Shemin Shebener biyadayim, even though it's an only Isra Drabanan, because they gave it a din of Kedusha, and I don't know if you could be mevatel Kedusha through Bittel. That has to be studied very carefully. Now, if you take a look on page 8, again, getting back to the Minchas Shlomo of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he says, Uyashiv Kushas Achronim, the Steeris Divya Shulchan Aruch Nir Lomad Neiros Chanukah Suum Chachomim Kehegdesh. So he's putting this sheet of the Baal Amar and the Ran into the Mechaber, and he's saying, the Dami Lemenor Shemigdash Emishtam Shemba Klal Afil Tashmish Shal Mitzvah Afal Pishmemes Eina Iser Hanah. It's not a classical Isra Hanah, but in that sense it's not Kadosh, but it does have certain dinim of an Isra Hanah. So it's not a Chefz of an Isra Hanah and a Shem Isra Hanah, but it has Isurei Hanah of Hegdesh. And he says, Lachain Osa Lahosif Levatel Es Moser Hashem Yishim Dahavi Bizoyan Levatel Kodesh. Now it's within the purview of this separate din of Osel Ishtamishbe, because they gave it a din of Heichal, of Neir's Heichal, you could add the possibility that it's Osel Ahosifel of Mavatel Moshe Shemen, because that would be similar to being Mavatel Hegdish. That din was added to the list. And if that be the case, let's fast forward here in the same paragraph of the Minchas Shlomo. He writes, L'chein afal pisha eno isuri ano min komukom gam liachar achanaka osel linogbo Minag Bizoyin Davi Kehegdish. And at the bottom he writes in the last paragraph, he said, Gamash Omer Bizman Adlok and Eris Halo Kodeshem. And that Lechor is a steer to the Gemara and Shabbos Chav Beis Vachiner Kedushis Bey. He says, perhaps you could say, Aso Kehegdish, in certain Dinim, they superimposed Isurei Anah like Hegdesh onto the Ner, even though it doesn't have Kedusha, but it's Dumya Deminor Demigdash. And therefore, Eimlan Rishus Lushtamishba in Klal. So this imposition, so to speak, superimposing onto the Ner Chanukah a din of kehegdesh tumim b'menorah shebemikdash has three nafkaminas, three implications according to Rav Shlomo. Number one is also lishtamish b'hen klal, even for a mitzvah, which does not be a bizui mitzvah on the classical universal cheftishal mitzvah. Number two, the huktel mitzvaso engenders an isur of kehegdesh even after Chanukah is over. It's no longer royal mitzvah, but it maintains its status as Hegdish. Number three, the Isur being Mevatel, the Shemen Shel Ner Chanukah Biyodayim, the most of Shem Shemen, because it would be a Bizayin to Hegdish. So that's what we have here in the Mincha Shlomo, and that's where things stand right now. Whether or not that Mincha Shlomo can be borne out by all the different sources and Lashonos that we saw until now, I'm not 100% sure. And that's something that really requires more research. All right, we'll stop here.